That four-note signature was serving its intended purpose for SNCF, the French rail system, when Floyd's David Gilmour discovered it on his way to Paris. He ended up using it as a starting point for his new track, Rattle That Lock. The man behind those four notes is Michael Beaumedil from the Paris marketing agency Ciseaux Maisons. So tell me how this worked, Michael. Your phone rings one day out of the blue, and it's David Gilmour.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I had a message. I was back. I have an office in Chicago. Then I was back to France, and I had a full day of meeting in London. So between two meetings, my assistant was sending me some message, and one of the messages was saying, Mr. David Gilmour called. He would like you to call him back. So I had a number in the UK. And to be honest with you, I thought, okay, that might be a joke. Because people on Facebook must have seen that I was in London for a whole day of meeting. So I didn't call back. Then, 2 hours after, my assistant sent me another message saying it was the same person, and this person wanted to give the information that he is the guitar player and the voice of Pink Floyd.
Now, you recognize the name David Gilmour.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, of course. But first, you know, there might be many people called whose names are is David Gilmour. And then, as this was this kind of coincidence, I was in London. I said, okay, it must be a friend of mine. So I said, maybe if I have time to have a drink with some friend of mine. So I called.
And what did he say when you got him on the phone?
But in fact, when I called back, it was too late. So he asked me to call his agent. Then I called his agent, and the agent told me about the project.
So did you eventually get David on the phone and speak to him directly?
Frankly, you know, it was so unreal that I just can't remember it, in fact. and this story is still, you know, and I have to say that I was a little bit jet-lagged by the fact that I was coming back from the USA and then on my way to London. So in my mind, things were not so clear. And I merely can say what we say. I just remember I said, I cannot talk to you now, but if you want, please call my agent. I have that in mind. Did we talk long, not long? I don't remember, frankly.
So was there collaboration as far as the songwriting goes beyond the fact that he was going to use this piece that you had originally done? I guess, why don't you explain to us what this thing is that he based this song on? It's sort of hard to put into words.
Well, I think that it's a kind of a audio brand. It's a kind of audio signature we've created with Sixième Son. Sixième Son is the company I founded now. It's now 20 years ago. And this company is really dedicated to creating audio branding systems. I mean, just like you have branding agencies working on visual identity, we do the same thing, but in the field of sound and music. And this piece of music, we did it for SNCF. SNCF is the major, it's the French railroad. And the story of this piece of music is rather simple. It's based on four notes with a very unusual female voice we've designed here. And it's now in all the train station all around France. So I believe that to a certain extent, this is what has seduced David Gilmour. The fact that he told me, really, this thing stands out. It grooves. There's a quality in the texture and the writing that I don't find when I'm listening to everyday life sound or in the sound for advertising. And really, he repeated that several times. Your thing is grooving, and it's inspiring.
This was not the first time that somebody asked you to repurpose something that you've created, though, right?
Yeah, that's right.
This particular piece had been requested many times.
Yeah, we receive a lot of proposals, I would say, from artists, and sometimes very famous artists. And most of the time I say no. But one of the reasons I have accepted, I know that David would be true to that creation, respectful for that creation, because that was the reason why he wanted to do a song based on that. I also have to say that knowing the work of David Gilmour, I know that it's a person that pays so much attention in the quality of what it is doing, and particularly in the quality of sound.
So you started this journey 2 years ago, you said, but now, yeah, of course, now it's become public because the song is out. Are you getting a lot of attention over this?
And very different attention. I mean, that you have to put yourself in the shoes of French people that are commuting every day and listening to that tune. They say, wow, that is very bizarre, because for me, it becomes a piece of art, but it's still the sound of my commuting every day. Then we have the media saying, wow, that's the first time in the history that it's not a brand taking something out of the work of an artist. It's a major artist that shows that a brand can be inspiring.
When was the first time that you heard the finished song? Did you get a private playing, or did you just happen to hear it on BBC Two, I guess, is when?
It was very recently, because it was at the moment of the mix when David invited me, you know, this famous boat.
Yes, yeah, Astoria.
Astoria, yes. And so it was the moment when I heard the final version, because we've been working on the first version, and this was the first version that finally convinced me to accept it.
So you actually heard an earlier version then, before you even fully committed to allowing this to happen?
Yeah, because I wanted to know where it was taking me finally. Without that, it would have been impossible for me to accept.
It's very catchy. Once you get it in your head, you can't get it out.
Yeah, I know that. And you know what is very funny is the fact that most of the sound, and David told something like this at the BBC, most of the sound you can hear on the advertising, what you can hear when you are in an airport or in a train station, finally it's annoying. It's something that you don't feel it is positive. But this one, not only is it catchy, but it tells you a story. David told me that some elements of this album comes from things he has created something like 10 years ago. And the way he creates, used to creating songs that can be 5, 7, 8, 10, 12 minutes. And he told me, wow, you can say and tell stories in 3 seconds. And I remember when we had lunch together, he said, I should be inspired by the way you do that.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me to that conversation.